All right, let's jump in and start talking about some entertainment news, and let's lead with the Lego Movie. The Lego Movie had a pretty good opening box office weekend, earned just over $69 million in its first 3 days of release. That's the best movie opening so far this year, which is saying a whole lot when we're a week and a half into February. But anyway, it did well.
Did it speak to you, sir? Did it speak to you on an artistic level?
There was some very clever aspects of it. And there was some really, there was a decent message in the movie.
You are giving favorable reviews, sir, to the Lego Movie.
I am saying that there was some good things that were in it. Okay. Some of the animation is pretty cool. However, there's a song in the movie that you would rather run a rusty nail through your ear. It is it's an earwig. It's not a bad flick.
If you're a parent and you weren't dragged to it this weekend, it's coming next weekend.
Yeah, it's a good movie to take your kid to. It is a good movie to take your kid to. The Monuments Men came in at number 2. It made $22.7 million. That's your difference. George Clooney and heavy hitter actors came in at $22.7 million, while the Lego Movie made $69 million. Ride Along is still doing well. It's at number 3. It's up to $105 million in its fourth week. Frozen, which I haven't seen, but the family has seen it, said it's also a very good movie. It made $6.9 million in its 12th week and is up to $370 million. Coming in at number 5, That Awkward Moment. All of a sudden, I just had a Casey Kasem moment. Coming in at number 5. That Awkward Moment made $5.5 million. It's up to $16.8 million in its second week. That shows you how bad of a movie that is. That Awkward Moment, 2 weeks out, hasn't made as much as The Monuments Men made in its first week and hasn't made even a fourth of what the number 1 movie made in its opening weekend. All right, Woody Allen has come out and is defending himself.
I have no interest in watching Woody Allen stuff anymore.
Now, he responded over the weekend to the allegations that he molested his daughter. He accuses Mia Farrow of making the whole thing up to get back at him for having an affair with her adopted daughter, Soon-Yi Previn.
Yeah, women tend to be pretty angry when that sort of thing happens. Yes.
He also says this is the last time he or anyone who represents him will talk about it. Here's the only thing that I've got on this. The accusations that his daughter are making are very detailed, very graphic.
Yeah.
And they are typically the kind of thing that is not made from somebody who's making it up. This person is getting a lot of embarrassment, a lot of shame from coming out about this.
The big question, why 20 years afterwards
that is,
did she write that letter and go public?
Right.
And the overwhelming conclusion is because it's probably true.
And it may now be a point in her life where it's time to deal with it. Everybody deals with trauma like this in a different way. And maybe it is time for her to say, okay, this is what happened. It's got to get out there. We've got to deal with it. My response to Woody Allen saying that it's all a lie and that he's only, you know, the only reason it's coming out is because Mia Farrow was upset. Woody Allen, his defense is that you're upset. I married your 19-year-old stepdaughter. That's not a defense.
Who came into our house when she was 11, who I was a father figure to. And the guys made movies about older men with inappropriately young girls.
So, Woody, I'm sorry, your defense doesn't hold any water. You're an old, nasty perv. And so, therefore, you're saying, oh, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Well, how convenient is that? Not going to talk about it. All right, moving on. Weird celebrity memorabilia. All right. A Huffington Post has got a list of the 8 weirdest pieces of celebrity memorabilia ever sold. Just after Justin Bieber cut his hair in 2011, Ellen DeGeneres put a lock of it in a signed box and sold it on eBay. $40,668 is what it brought, and proceeds were donated to an animal rescue foundation.
You know that there are states where part of having your barber or your beautician license is that you must dispose of your customer's hair. You cannot save it.
Interesting.
Because of that sort of thing.
Well, what about Locks of Love?
I'm Justin Bieber's hairstylist, and now I'm selling it for $10,000 a bag.
Well, what about the charity Locks of Love? You've heard about that one, right?
Right, but that's where the person who is getting their hair cut agrees to have it made into wigs for cancer patients.
No, okay.
That's
okay.
Different.
Okay, right. All right, I see what you're saying. The cut-ee must agree that the cut-er can do with it as they see fit. Scarlett Johansson sneezed into a tissue after catching a cold from Samuel L. Jackson. This is disgusting. Then signed it and sold it for $5,300. The money also went to charity. Back in 2000, when NSYNC was still together, Justin Timberlake was eating during a morning interview on a New York radio station and left some of the toast behind. The station auctioned off his toast for $1,025. Gary Coleman's Gap Kids sweatpants, even as an adult, this was something that he wore. He autographed a pair of the sweats, and they went for $500 in 2008. The buyer, Jimmy Kimmel. Britney Spears found out she was pregnant in early 2005 by taking a pregnancy test at a Los Angeles hotel. Someone found it while rooting through her garbage, sold it for $5,000.
See, that's another thing that shouldn't be allowed.
No?
If you're a big celebrity, the housekeeping people at the Hilton should not be allowed to go through and say, look, here's all the stuff that Mr. Mila left behind.
Yeah.
Here's Seth's razor. Here's
Nobody would buy anything like it. Look, here's his peanut M&M wrap bag. You know, yeah, look, he even licked it. In 2005, somebody actually made $523 by selling an empty jar that was supposedly capped off in Brad and Angelina's presence, thus ensuring that it contained, quote, air molecules that came from that direct contact. Somebody made $500 by selling the breath of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. To the seller, I say congratulations to you, my friend, for exercising the free market system. To the buyer, you're an idiot. James Blunt's sister, about 10 years ago, James' sister needed to get from England to Ireland for a funeral. The planes were on strike and the ferry was out of season, so he sold an autograph of some sort. I don't know. John Lennon's tooth. Now, this one we've talked about. In the 1960s, Lennon gave an extracted molar to a housekeeper and said she should give it to her daughter as a souvenir. In 2011, the family sold it for $31,000. Wow. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. You got any weird celebrity stuff you want to sell?
Look up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.